Hey everyone, today's episode of the Gary V Audio Experience is from a Twitter Spaces session Gary did today with Michael Chernow. If you're already failing your New Year's resolution on eating better, like me, this episode is definitely for you. Gary and Michael provide tips on how you can continue your health and wellness resolutions. They talk about bad eating habits and suggestions on where you can start. I hope this episode brings you some motivation to restart your resolution today. Enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
It's January 9th. A lot of people are going to be making lifestyle changes. Last year, we tricked Michael into doing something for anybody who bought some Creatures of Habit, which he'll we'll have Michael right now explain what Creatures of Habit is for a minute. Then I want to ask Michael what he learned from the group coaching and the coaching that I suckered him into for the people that bought his subscription of his product. And then I want to get some people to ask some questions about their health and wellness journeys for 2023. And that's what I've got on my mind. How are you, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm really good. I'm actually down in Florida for the week for a big fitness event, CrossFit event. And I'll be representing Creatures of Habit down here. But I'm excited to be on here with you today.
Before we explain to everybody what Creatures of Habit is, talk to me about the biggest mistake or observation feel happens in the of January. I think a lot of people this time of year, Michael, really go in this direction. What's the common mistake?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And I think that unfortunately, 90% of, well, 80% of people in general make a New Year's resolution revolving around their health and wellness. 90% of those people that make that commitment fail by the end of January, early February. And there's a reason why. The main reason is because everybody wants it as fast as humanly possible. Similarly to when somebody posts on social media, yep. they want to like immediately, right? So it doesn't happen that way. And ultimately, the way I like to approach it and the way I always suggest approaching it, especially in people that I coach, is we break it down into segments. And, you know, a lot of people want to stop drinking, stop eating sugar, start working out 7 days a week, walk 10,000 miles a day. You know what I mean? Like there's so many things that people take on all at once. And ultimately, you just go into overdrive and that's it. You burn out. So the suggestion I always make is start with nutrition. Because if this is new to you, if the fitness journey is a new thing, it's going to take time to get comfortable in that environment. It's going to take time to learn movements. And so I always say, start with nutrition and don't change everything tomorrow. Start with one meal. One meal. You start with the first meal of the day. You say, I'm going to commit for the month of January to make my first meal of the day a healthy meal. And that is a very attainable, very, I don't want to say easy, but very attainable goal to achieve that is a daily win that makes you feel good. And what I'm here to tell you, and I think I know as well as I do, once you start winning on a regular basis, you become more confident in yourself, start taking more risks, right? And those are positive, totally actionable things to do. And that is really what Creatures of Habit right now anyway is all about, giving people the opportunity to commit to one great thing nutritionally every day. And then ultimately those wins begin to domino effect into bigger and better wins throughout the rest of your day. So long story short, start small and feel the wins consistently. So you're not saying I'm going to change everything tomorrow and then you fuck up dinner and you feel like you failed. You start with one and then maybe potentially walking, and you get your steps in, you get your one meal a day in, and then you slowly build from there because it's a marathon. We all know that. It's a marathon, it's not a sprint.
What is Creatures of Habit for 1 minute? 1 minute infomercial on what that is, just so people can know. Obviously they can click your picture and probably I'd like to think it's default linked to your URL, but what is it?
Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand focused on nutritional habits. So the goal is we produce a product. It's a superfood meal. It consists of 30 grams of plant-based protein, gluten-free oats, omega-3 fatty acids, probiotic, digestive enzymes, vitamin D3, chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, and a little pink Himalayan salt. You can make it instantly or you can make it overnight. Overnight is definitely the best way to make it. It's made so easily and so conveniently. The idea is to give people a nutritional habit that they can stick to every single day and feel that win. Because ultimately, we are our habits, and when we start with good ones, better ones follow.
Tell everybody the story of when we did this a year ago in my Discord. I'm in the Discord right now. Big shout out to Sauce and Green Dog and everyone who's talking about this. Tell everybody what we did when we were just yapping about this last year when I suckered you into if people bought a subscription that you would coach them. I were catching up as on an investor call, and you told me about one story in the community. I think that'd be fun because once people see a real person pulling it off, it might get them there.
Sure. Well, I also want to just make a mention that I've prepared myself way better this time than I did last time. There is a Gary V landing page for Creatures of Habit now. just to give you guys a quick synopsis of what happened.
That's not true. I was fully planning on suckering you, but go ahead.
Gary basically on that call had volunteered me to one-on-one coach every single person that signed up for a subscription in the 30-minute call. And by the way, it was well over 300 people. And so there was a few amazing things about that. One, I really got to know the community. Two, a large majority of those people that signed up for those subscriptions have retained and are still subscribers today. Three, I was able to get real amazing feedback from a community of people that wanted to be better right out the gate, because that was basically right when we launched the company. So was it very difficult? Yes, it was. But was it an incredible learning experience for me? Absolutely. So what we did this time is we are going to offer coaching, but it's going to be in bigger groups. And we're going to do it once a month for the first quarter of 2023. And that's going to be really exciting, because I also think that when there's other people around, as you know, community is everything. Community holds people accountable. Community carries people. Essentially, that's what they do. We lift each other up. So we're going to do group coaching calls for the people that subscribe today. I'm excited. I'm excited about that. It was a shock and it was surprising, but it was awesome.
Give me a story. You don't have to use a name, but give me anybody stand out from that.
Yeah, 100%. So I wonder if she's on here. I don't know if Katie's on here, a big fan of yours, and now has become like a super good friend of mine, was on that Discord, and she signed on for the Grade 28, called the Grade 28 at that time, and her whole entire life has changed. She texts me to this very day, a full year later, she texts me every single morning on her morning walk. She was struggling hard. She was not active. She didn't know what to eat. She was supporting her family. It was hard. And her and I worked together for a while. And I asked her to text me every single day when I told her to take this 5-mile walk. And she does every single day. I could share her texts. I mean, they're amazing. She texts me good morning with a selfie of herself on her walk. And her whole life has changed. She's lost like 40 or 50 pounds. She eats meal one every single day. And it really, like, she is a living example of the mission of Creatures of Habit to help people be better.
Why did you feel there was a white space for this product? So for everybody, real quick, as an investor, besides the fact that Michael's been a successful entrepreneur in the restaurant space and other places, his concept of a superfood direct-to-consumer subscription-based business with apparel and like building a brand really caught my attention. I've been really enjoying watching him build. As many that follow me here for the last 15 years know, I don't tend to do this too often. Like, I have hundreds of investments, but I don't really use my platform to bring that much exposure to it. But obviously there's been like so many people from the group on the Discord last year that hit me up that bought that subscription that really, lived versions of what Katie's is. And so it's fun to like, when your business is like bringing value to humans. But I'm curious, Michael, like why that, because I know, for a lot of people here, they're not destined to buy a subscription during this call, which is amazing and fine, but they might be able to do a version of it ad hoc of what they're doing in their world. And so what I mean by that is like, what ingredients wise stands out to why you thought you had to make this thing that I know a lot of people are like, is that oatmeal? And you're like, it's a superfood. And like that whole conversation always fascinates me.
Yeah. So I guess to put, you know, encapsulate it, it's very, very difficult to sell a habit unless it's cigarettes or alcohol.
What about watching the Jets? That's a habit.
But I can't sell that though, dude. You can't sell it. You can't sell watching the Giants either. But I wanted to create, I believe in helping people. That has like been my mission for a very long time. And I had been eating this meal every single day for years and years and years. I introduced this meal into my life at a very pivotal moment. And I needed all I could get at that time. And when I was thinking about Creatures of Habit, it's really a habit company. It's a lifestyle habit company. It's like, hey, you can live a healthy lifestyle and be cool at the same time. And I wanted to figure out a way to get the meal that I've been eating every single day into a pouch made conveniently and easy for people to consume that covered all the bases from gut health to high protein content to clean ingredients. And so really, I think the white space here is no one has ever positioned like an instant travel meal with all these incredible super ingredients as a habit. They've introduced it as a breakfast item. And so for me, it was like I want to build a habit company that's tangible, a habit company that people can consume. I have a company that wasn't going to be somebody just saying, hey, like hop on and we're going to teach you how to wake up early and we're going to teach you how to go to the gym, because that shit is really, really hard to stick. It's very, very difficult. But if you can say, hey, this is a habit that will put you on the path of better. If you consume this every day, it will put you on the path of better. It'll put the perfect ingredients into your body on a daily basis. That's so easy and not very expensive. And that's really what I think the white space is, positioning it as a habit company.
I love that. I'm going to add some people to speaker. Chris, welcome. It's great to see your face. Happy New Year. You got a question for Michael, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Gary? Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak. Thank you, Michael. I've been following your work since forever, actually. I've been an athlete since I was like literally 4 years old. I quit meat like 9-10 years ago. I do know your work and I do follow your work and I appreciate it. I've used a lot of your workouts and advices growing up, working out. So I appreciate your work, man. Amazing.
Thanks. Thank you.
Any question, Krusty?
Not at the moment. Thank you.
No worries at all.
Uh-huh. Hi, Gary. I'm good. I'm great. I just wanted to thank you all for having this space. I think it's super important that we all know about what is best to do our health and wellness, especially in this space. I've been on my NFT journey for over a year now, and it has been difficult for me to stay health conscious when my face is stuck to the phone. You know, I'm very aware of media posting on TikToks like 30 times a day, things like that, and it can get difficult to prioritize your health. So I just want to thank you so much for having this space and allowing me to speak. Thank you.
One thing that I'll just say to everybody listening is you know, the beauty of Creatures of Habit, and specifically Meal One, the product that we've been selling for the last year and change, is that what you just said, it's hard to prioritize health, is exactly what this product is there to do. It is so easy to make. You never have to think about it. It's always there. It's made in minutes, in 2 minutes. And you can always rest assured that you can draw a line to at least one meal every single day when you are part of the Creatures community. It is really there to help that. And so I'm hoping people subscribe, because this is the time. This is the time to walk the walk. You know, everybody has a big dream and a big goal, specifically around their health and wellness. You know, something that somebody...
And Michael, yeah. I'm apologizing for cutting you off, because I'm getting requests in the Discord. And
Let's go.
And I've also got a couple texts from friends here while we're doing this. People are asking, is there a discount? For everyone who's on Twitter right now, I shared the URL on my latest tweet to the landing page. I'm also sharing it in my Discord as we speak. But people are asking, is there a discount? I see when I go on the page, 215/119 for the double subscription, which is the 28 meals, which is the pack that we did last time, which called something else, that gets you into the group coaching. I assume that you did your January discount, right? For that 119, is that?
Yeah, so basically you're getting a steep discount right now when you subscribe. And not only are you getting a discount on the product, but we're also throwing in a limited edition collaborated creature container with Gary, where Gary, you know, I had asked Gary to give me a quote that he felt was appropriate for this event. And so he gave me a quote that I love, that I think you guys will love too. And it's printed on the creature container. There was only 200 of those made. So for the first 200 people that subscribe to the 28 pouch monthly subscription, we'll get a Creatures of Habit and Gary collaborated creature container, as well as the Creature of Habit limited edition journal, which I spent a year working on. I believe in journaling, and we're throwing that in as well. So yes, there's a very steep discount on it.
CF Sauce, who's always busting my balls in my Discord, said that the price on the Gary Vee thing is the same as the general. That's because you just did the whole January discount thing overall.
We just launched it all.
Got it. Okay, cool. Let's ask some other questions and answer some people's questions about the food or the process or building a brand or whatever. Do you have another question? And then we'll go FFB.
Yes. I just wanted to ask Michael, is your program plant-based as well? Do you have plant-based options?
It is plant-based, gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, all the good stuff.
Okay. Thank you so much. I just want to thank you, Gary, for allowing me to speak today. I really appreciate it. Nice to meet you all.
Such a pleasure. Carispa on my Discord just said, Michael is in very good shape, Gary. My wife is on Twitter and he doesn't like it, Michael. I agree. I think your abs are a little bit of a problem, and it makes me uncomfortable quite often when we're interacting.
18 years in the making.
You know, it's so funny.
That's a male one.
You know what's so funny? It's why I love fitness. It's similar to business. Literally, and Andrew Mason on my team, who does like the filming, is one of the team right now. Him and I are laughing, and I wonder if he just thought when you said 18 years in the making to the meeting I just had with a kid who's been trying to get 15 minutes with me for a year, and I finally got to do it. And he was like, well, how do I? And I was like, yeah. So I've been posting every day on Twitter since 2006, which is now 16 years. And so that's why a lot of people, and I've been doing it well, like it's not even like 16, it's kind of like working out, right? It's not even being in the gym for 16 years. It's doing the exercise properly, something I've learned with Mike Vacanti.
Yeah, but can I say something about that, Gary, real quick?
Yeah.
I think it's so important.
You say 16 years, and that sounds like a long time. I say I've been working out for 18 years. And by the way, 16 years and 18 years are a long time, but the beauty of it is the only fucking thing that you need to be worried about is today, right? Like, so if you start right now, that correct. 16 years is
correct.
Totally fucking possible.
Correct. Correct. Real quick, before we go to FFB, we're going to go to teacher because ladies first, and she's also in the Discord making sure I do the right thing. So teacher, fire away.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Katie.
Teacher, I'm the Katie from Boston.
Sorry. I love it. Katie, when I tell you the amount of times Michael and I have talked about you in the last 9 months when we're just doing other random like business check-ins or he sends the update to investors, it's like the most interesting conversation for me. Please take the floor. Tell us what happened.
Listen, I can't thank Michael Chernow enough. He is the real deal. He has been so supportive in my journey, my health journey. I'm a completely different person than when I started, and I'm going to tear up now because the first meeting we had a Zoom meeting, and he and I just connected on another level. And yes, I do text him every day and he texts me back, which means the world to me. He's given me a shout out on your show. I just can't thank him enough. But since I've started my health journey and he, you know, I've sent him pictures of things, I've done Hell on the Hill with Jesse Itzler. Now, last year, if Mike, if you could see me on the Zoom, there's no way in hell you would ever think that I would be able to do that. But I have been able to maintain weight loss. I've lost 50 plus pounds. I walk every day. I'm motivated. I've changed my attitude. It's been a whole journey for me, but I've been heavy my entire life. This is the first time in my life I've ever been comfortable where I am. And I really have Michael to thank you for that. And Gary, you, because you introduced me to him. So thank you.
And best of all, you have yourself to thank. You know, the reality right now is like this is fun. And like, of course, I'd love to see Michael's business do well. And do I want people to buy the subscription? I sure do. Kaba, knowing that there are 10 to 15 other Katies that are like, they're ready. Like, this is January 9th. This is why we do it now. Like, 99% of people have already, actually, my morning walk talk video on Twitter today was like, you've already failed on your New Year's resolution. I am so impressed and motivated and have so much admiration and respect for you, Katie. It's like, you just really did it. Like, yes, I have a tiny cosign. Michael has a massive cosign. But at the end of the day, you could have stopped texting him. You could have not followed the program. Like, it's really cool that you did it. Like, you're an inspiration for a lot of people on this call. I know it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I'm so grateful for you, Katie. You are the fucking best. You really are.
Thank you.
And I just, the fact that you've stuck with this and literally a full year is like, what it says is that it's never too late. And, you know, something that I talk a lot about in my content, you know, I've opened businesses and I've done a bunch of shit in the business space, but I do strongly believe that if you cannot commit to yourself, you may be able to open a business, but you're not going to be happy long term. You may be able to make millions and millions of dollars, but if you hate yourself and all you do is work and you don't actually do anything in the world of self-care, self-love, taking care of yourself, you're going to be fucking miserable.
And this is why I'm obsessed with my version. The one that comes natural to me is loving yourself so you can love everybody else. Putting things into perspective. Understanding your relationship with time. All those jokes people make about me. I believe it more than breathing. I'm 47 years old and I like feel like I haven't even started. And I'm aware of my professional and personal accomplishments. I feel like I haven't fucking started. And so when people are like, what's the floor price? Like, next week, or like, why hasn't my business exploded? Or why did I lose 20 pounds this month? Like, everyone's super, super confused about how important it is to focus on your mentality and your health, because then everything else will click. There was a viral video I made where a kid rolls up at me and just asks, like, you know, is health important in business? And I don't know, like, it was just a very quick, like literally I was walking through a conference and I was like, if you're dead, you're out of business. And it just fucking hit for so many. To this day, I still get DMs and emails about it. And like, I just think a lot of people here, like, I'm very invigorated for Web3. I'm very invigorated for Vayner. I'm very invigorated. I'm writing a new book, Jab, 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 Left Hook is coming. There's the alpha. It's going to be fucking insane. I'm pumped. But all of it's for naught if you're not mentally and physically healthy. And so,
and what is good. One other thing that I'll just add to that is, you know, I just said that if you cannot commit to yourself, being happy in business is going to be really, really challenging long term. If you can commit to yourself, your chances of being successful in business are far greater.
Yeah, it's okay. Michael, real quick, I wanted to FFB in here.
Yep.
I want you to throw your left hook to make sure people know where to buy, because I know you like, I assume you're going to close it like you did last year of how many people can be in the coaching session, because you've got the discounted January prices for your product to begin with. You're adding this group coaching thing that Caden used one-on-one. You're doing a little bit more group now, but I assume that closes. I want to give you a few minutes to throw your left hook, because I promised you that, but I want to do more content. So FFV.
Hey, what's up, Gary? Michael, man. Thanks for having me up. You know, I've been going to the gym for like two or three years now. And, you know, consistency going to the gym is not my problem, but nutrition is. You know, I'm not the best eater all the time. So my question is how does someone like myself that constantly goes and gets the consistency of going to the gym, how do I stay consistent in my eating habits as well? You know what I mean?
What do you struggle, brother? This is me, by the way. I've been in the gym every single day for the last 8 years. And where I lose my way is 100. You can't outwork your Mike Vacanti and Jordan. Said to me, Gary, you can't outwork your mouth. And it really stuck with me. For you to accomplish what you want, FF, like, you're going to need to win on nutrition. I started getting my carb balance different in Q3 of last year was remarkable. I super lost my way in Q4 because I finally started to travel and go out again post-COVID. And like, I've been really invigorated the first 9 days of this year. Like, Mike flew from Minnesota to be with me physically. And like, I'm really hyped and I've been packing, but I'd love to hear what catches you. For me, it was soft carbs. Give me a croissant or something soft and bakey. Like, I was fucking losing my mind because I didn't know it turned into sugar in my body. I got educated on that. What are you getting caught up on? Volume, soda, candy? Like, what's your fucking, what a muse?
So the thing is, you know, I come from a Mexican household. My mom cooks the best food, man. So it's a lot of tortilla. Yeah, man. Absolutely. It's hard, man, because, you know, I'm on my own. So when I go visit my mom, it's, and I do it constantly because I love my mom. And, she feeds me like the best food, man, but like not the best food for me. And when I go home, I'm just like, you know, I already ate this crap food. I might as well just, you know, have another crap food because I already.
You want to hear another one? For me, it's like if I go to the gym and have a good workout, then I don't eat poorly. But then to your point, it's all momentum. Michael, this is the reason I invested in your company. This is literally verbatim the product you created so that him and I consume this. But without being a complete shield to your world, what else do characters like him and I have to think about? I know water has worked for a lot of my friends. It just fills them up. What else should we be thinking about, Michael?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, the short answer is it's not easy and there's no secret sauce, right? Yeah. It's just, there's not. This is the problem. And this is why I created Meal One. Because if you start your day confused, hesitant, not sure what to eat, chances are you're either going to not eat, which is going to make you hungrier later and tendency to eat some garbage, or you're going to grab something that's easy and probably just what Gary said, a croissant, a fucking bagel, something that is going to metabolize into sugar and get stored as fat into your body. So ultimately, it is really...
Michael, why did none of us realize that protein quenches your hunger even better and like dominates by compared to like... Why
that, we- that's what I'm saying. So I was going to get there. So basically what I'm saying is that when you start right with the right meal, your chances of making better decisions are just greater, especially if that meal has a lot of protein in it. Because protein is going to slow down the metabolism of the carbohydrates, right? And when you add healthy fats in there, it slows it even further. So macros make a big difference. The idea is you want to be consuming as much protein. If you're an active person, if you go to the gym 3 to 4 days a week, you want to consume as much protein as many grams of protein as pounds of body fat you have. So if you weigh 170 pounds, the goal should be eating 170 grams of protein. Protein is incredibly satiating and it is going to fill you up. When you eat carbohydrates and nothing but carbohydrates, specifically simple carbohydrates, they spike your blood sugar, they tank it, and you get fucking hungry. By the way, it doesn't do anything for you, real, unless you eat something like that and go immediately into working out. And then you could potentially burn it off. But the truth of the matter is that it's just not a healthy way to think about nutrition. So
it's crazy how much just a slight tweak of how much more protein I consumed in the last 6 months. By the way, the other thing that has happened is all that working out is starting to show muscles. Michael, I actually have a hair of a chest muscle now. Literally this morning, I made my boob move like Hulk Hogan. And like, I haven't had a chest in my entire life, in my entire human life. And now I slightly do. And it's because I'm actually doing it, quote unquote, the right way. Whereas weight is not the thing I'm trying to win. I'm trying to do muscle gain. And because when I work out, now much more protein goes in pretty quickly. It's I'm going to look like you in 39 years.
30. How did that feel, Gary? Just curious.
You mean when I like lifted the boob Hulk Hogan style today?
Yes.
It made me think of Macho Man because I liked Macho Man much more. And it made me think of a simpler time. So it put me in a very healthy mental place alongside.
FFV, just to close the loop on that, at the end of the day, you want to be eating a lot of protein, a lot of good quality protein. And ideally you have something in your like periphery first thing in the morning
that can kickstart your metabolism, because, you know, intermittent fasting gets a lot of good and bad reviews. For me, it's a very stressful way to exist when you intermittent fast. You're thinking about food too much. So a lot of people tend to binge once they start eating. So I just like to say, fuck all the noise. Let me do the right thing and let me put something that's going to be really nutritious into my body in the beginning of the day, kickstart my metabolism so that I never get to a place where I'm hungry. It's all about, like, when you're hungry, that's when shit goes awry. So if you can feed your body the right things every 2 to 3 hours a day, the right things, not the wrong shit, the right things, you never get hungry, which makes you want to make poor decisions. People tend to make poor decisions when they're 100% bored and hungry.
100%.
Does that make sense?
Or this is why I care so much about this, or they're mentally unhappy.
Yeah.
Right? Food closes emotional gaps like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yep. And I think that's, I honestly, I think that's what it is, man. Because, you know, I wake up, I don't eat as much in the morning. And dude, I'm starving by lunchtime. And yeah, that's
going down.
You're just
exactly.
Yep. Yep.
And right, Barry, real quick.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been following you for so many years. Dude, I've seen the transformation, dude. It's like you had no arms to some arms and some chest done.
Dude, it's super weird. I mean, it's super weird. Like once I get this like hair implant afro next and like start to like going after, like I've got a whole plan. I want to stun the world at 50, bro. I got a plan. 47. Thank you for that, man. I put in the work. I'm happy about it. Thank you. Chris, let's get you up here.
Hey. Thanks for bringing me up. I had a question. Now, I hope it's not too nuanced. You know, I would like that.
I prefer it's nuanced because A, you're here and the serendipity gave you access to Michael, and B, inevitably 3 to 100 people are going to get value from it. So go ahead.
So well, my question isn't around like habits. I feel like we all know we are our habits, and this is just as much as a mental game as it is a physical one. But like, I've been trying to like maybe eat a little bit better, maybe get more exercise in. And I've been very disciplined in other areas of my life, but it's been very difficult to build habits around this kind of world. And I understand that like a lot of people don't do well because they don't feel well. And that's something I'm really trying to correct. So like my question is around this. Is it, if you try something over and over again and you're struggling with it, do you have to sell yourself on it first and then tackle it? Or is it just better maybe to get an accountability partner?
So I think that's a great question. And I think that's why whoever subscribes to the Meal One for 28 days is going to get pumped into this group coaching program that we're going to do. And what we're going to focus on.
Can you explain it real quick? We're going to run out of time while we've got everyone's attention. Can you explain it in detail? Because that's what I'm getting most hit up about right now, which is people confused on what you're offering above and beyond your
outlet. So here's the deal. We're going to keep anybody.
And everybody, I'm going to tweet. The URL he's talking about right now. Go ahead.
So anybody who subscribes to the 28 pouch a month subscription, which comes with the container and the journal, for the first 200 people that subscribe through Gary's landing page are going to get offered to join a group coaching 3-month program that we're going to meet once a month for the first 3 months of the year. And what we're really going to focus on is morning routine. We're going to focus on morning routine, and especially to sort of piggyback off of your question, Chris. You know, when I ask a lot of people who are looking to get into the world of better living, fitness, nutrition, mindset, all that stuff, I ask them, where do they actually think they sit on the totem pole? Like, where do they sit? Do they, like, their personal self? You may be married, you may have kids, you may be running businesses, whatever. Where do you sit? How much time do you give yourself on a daily basis to do whatever the fuck you want to do? How much time do you give yourself? Is that time at 11 o'clock at night when you're tired, you've been working for the last 10 hours, and all you want to do is stuff your face and watch Netflix? Or is that time where I find the most productive time in the world? Like, the most productive time in my life is, and, you know, some people will disagree with me, but I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I have a solid hour and a half every single day to focus only on me. And I do all the good shit then. And when I prioritize myself like that every single day, I don't sacrifice time with my family. I don't sacrifice time with my business. I sacrifice my personal time to maybe sleep time,
to actually focus all of this energy, an hour and a half that I've earned every fucking day. That's like 400 hours a year that I just earned by waking up an hour and a half earlier, the most productive time in my life, because I am doing all the things back to back to back. My morning routine is intense. If you want to go over to my Instagram, I just posted it today, my full morning routine, and you can kind of see how, you know, intense I am with it because of how passionate I am about it. But that is the answer to your question. You ask yourself, honestly, where do you sit on your totem pole? And if you're at the bottom, or if you're even in the middle, you're making a big fucking mistake. Because when you are at the top of the totem pole, you're a better father, husband, friend, brother, business owner, business partner, employee, employer. You're better at everything. You're just better at everything when you are number one in your life. And I'm not saying that you should sacrifice time with the people that you love to be with yourself. I'm saying that you need to sacrifice some time in the morning before everybody else gets up to really live your best life. And that's how it works for me and lots of people I know. There's books written about the 5 a.m. club. You know, there's TED Talks about it, that people really do give themselves this hour and a half every single morning to really focus on themselves uninterrupted. And it sets them up for success. You know, pouring a foundation is necessary and essential for a building to survive the test of time. If you build that shit on dirt, it is going to sink and fall over. But when you pour it on, when you pour that shit with concrete, it is going to stand up tall. And that's what I think about my morning routine.
Let's keep this moving. Chris, get in here. Oh, Chris Scott is in there. I'm sorry. I apologize. Zianna. Thank you, Chris. It looks like her has another question. So we'll
just while people are joining, just know that the first 200 people that subscribe will get bumped into this group coaching session. So please subscribe. You get 28 couches a month, plus the other things that we mentioned. You will never have to worry about breakfast or your first meal of the day. It's also an incredible pre or post workout meal. It is a meal. It's not a snack. It is going to feel
like, awesome. Let me just, Andrew, hold on. This is amazing. Andrew, put that back up. Andrew is literally sitting here filming me and just showed me that he bought the thing. I'm literally tweeting this out, Andrew. That's so good. Yeah, Michael, we don't have a whole lot of time, but let's get her in there.
Hi, Gary. I don't want to take up too much time, but this is such an amazing talk. I just wanted to let you know I really needed this and I really appreciate it. I just wanted to go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Justina. I go by Just for hair. Yeah. And I also wanted to touch on the fact that protein for someone who is plant-based has always been a struggle. Yeah. And heard that from so many other plant-based people, and how difficult it is to find the proteins to balance out and to make them feel good. And usually they go towards the carbohydrates because it makes them feel full. And I totally agree with you with your morning routine. That's something that I'm currently working on because I work so much and I love what I do. I love being an artist. I love sharing everything that I am and giving to the community. And it's so hard for me to pull myself from that to do something for myself sometimes, even though that sounds crazy, it's true. And I know this whole entire talk is a reality check for myself to get more, dive deeper within myself to find the time to do the things that I know I need to do for my well-being. And I know that I'm a better person when I am doing better for myself and I'm better for everyone around me, everyone that's supporting me. I know that that's a step that I'm taking now. And I want to thank you.
Of course.
How do you adjust?
I love that. Good luck. Michael.
Yes.
You bounce out here. Two things. On the extremes. One, help us for people that can't afford this, right? So it's $119 a month, 28 meals, plus the group coaching for the people that are here today. But then there's also a group that just can't afford that. So what's the good protein hack in the morning that's clean? Like everything now in my world is clean, clean, clean. Like what's the clean protein play for somebody who can't go 63 or 119? Like, is it eggs? Like, what's the best, most affordable hack?
Honestly, I would say eggs can be rough on people's stomach if eaten consistently.
Yeah.
So I would say, quite frankly, in the morning, if you want to just have, you know, I mean, it's not the easiest breakfast, but grilled chicken is probably just about, as far as I'm concerned, the cleanest, easiest to produce, easily accessible protein that is essentially pure protein. So grilled chicken is it's not news that grilled chicken is really one of the best sources for protein. If you want to try to create this product, you can make it. You just won't have the probiotics, the digestive enzymes, the D3 and the omegas, but you can boil oats. You can boil, rolled oats, half a cup of rolled oats in a pot with about a cup and a half of water. Let it cook for about 8 to 10 minutes on low heat, and then just put a couple of scoops of protein in it once it cools down a little bit and mix it. It takes 15, 20 minutes to do, but that is a way to hack this, to hack the product. And then you can, if you want to buy the supplements, you can do that as well.
Everybody, I got to go to my 2:45. I want everybody to, if they want to join the group session, to immediately click on Michael's, by the way, shirtless body in his profile photo, and follow him, and then tweet at him right away so we can one-on-one, hand-to-hand combat all of you with the direct link in the right way, because I'm just in the Discord, in my Twitter DMs right now, I'm getting like, I don't know which one, what am I buying? There's some confusion. So follow Michael right now before I hang up here. And Michael, thank you, brother. I'm really pumped. Like, the Katie story just has me going. Andrew's sitting here. He always gets emotional, which excites me. So he's fired up. I think he's going to win. And so I'm excited about the Rangers season for Andrew. I'm excited for all the iconic. Big shout out to everybody who picked up a V-Friends iconic this weekend. That's another thing you should do for happiness. But that's a different story for a different day. Love you. Talk to you. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, G. Love you.
Everyone, please click Michael's account right now. Because he's sharing a lot of good content anyway, even if you don't do this. But then you can hit him up and ask him for the right link and what's the details. If everybody understood the links I shared, you buy the double subscription, the 119, and you're going to get an email from Michael putting you into group coaching. I couldn't recommend it more. A lot of you heard Katie's story. There's a lot of others that don't want to be shared that I've heard directly. For full transparency, there's a couple people in my Discord, Michael, that said they didn't love the taste of it. So like one or two people. So I told them to hit you up. I know you changed your formula a little bit. So a lot of fun stuff. Continued success on your journey, brother. Love you.
Appreciate you. Love you.
Bye, everyone.